escape.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest.
Right, another name
day.
You might know me by.
Star.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You'll be hearing from us.
From the Strategic Homeland.
Just call us SHIELD.
Beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
And here we go.
Excelsior!
Hello, fellow geeks. Welcome to the Geek Show, episode 22. My name is BJ, and alongside of me, as always, is the wonderfully talented...
Yeah.
Big Rich.
Yeah, here I am.
He's so talented.
I'm so talented. I try so hard. And I just want to say thank you to all the little people I stepped on to get to where I am now.
Yeah.
And also all the people watching on Periscope. We actually got my iPhone set up. Kyle Nerdbullet is actually watching this stream from my iPhone.
That
thank
jerk.
You.
Jerk.
Yeah. Screwing us up there.
Yep.
Calling us amateurs and whatnot.
We are amateurs.
Whatever.
It's fine. No, we're professionals.
We're professionals. Professional what? We don't know, but we're still professional.
Exactly.
But yeah, we're episode 22. We were off for a couple weeks. That was because I had to do some dad stuff with the new baby.
It is true. Life happens.
Yep. So that was basically our summer break. I am now on vacation, technically parental leave for 6 weeks from work. And I get paid for that whole 6 weeks.
Now, is that an Apple thing?
Yes, it is.
That's fantastic. My wife would be so jealous because, like...
She would get 12 weeks.
Oh, my God. I have to tell her that when I go home. Because...
Kara, if you want, I get I get money for referring you.
That's crazy. That I mean, there's a lot of places that don't offer, like, I mean...
They don't.
Not, like, nothing.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
They don't. They don't offer hardly anything.
That's fantastic. That's great. That's another... that's a nice thing about Apple,
I guess. That's the good thing about Apple, so... But, so a lot has gone on since we've actually recorded episode 21.
No big movie releases. Well, you know what? Jurassic World came out. I'll give you my quick synopsis.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought it was fantastic.
A lot of Chris Pratt memes floating around after Jurassic World.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
It was a great movie. Did you get a chance to see it yet?
I did not get to see it yet.
Yeah, everything that you loved about Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Is Jurassic World.
Good.
It's great. It's great. It's a great movie.
I heard that they're kind of like saying, two and three, just no.
Well, yeah, they just act like there's no mention of it. There's no nothing. Like you did not. It's like they didn't even exist. They're just going back to Jurassic Park. That park failed.
Yep.
Somebody else has taken over and they've made it into a massive tourist attraction and eventually chaos ensues.
Now,
because Jeff Goldblum said it would happen.
Yep.
You know?
Now, here's the thing, too. They're saying that the T-Rex in Jurassic World was the same T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
That's what they're saying.
Because somebody had spotted the scars from the Velociraptors that it saved the Sam Neill and Laura Dern from at the end of the first movie.
See, I didn't spot that. I had a feeling that it might be. Just kind of the way that they introduced it, you know what I mean? Like, she went out to get this dinosaur and... It outwalks the Tyrannosaurus. And I don't know what a T-Rex's lifespan was. It's cut short by a meteorite. So, I have no idea if it's possible for a T-Rex to live to be, 20 years later or something.
I'm guessing T-Rex insurance doesn't cover acts of God.
Probably doesn't.
So, no. But anyway, but I'm glad that you enjoyed it. Kim and I have been kind of thinking about how we want it. Now that we have Catherine, the new baby... We're trying to figure out how we're going to go to the movies because we can't go to a theater because the kid will cry.
Correct.
And if she's breastfeeding,
can't
just like whip out your boob without people going, hey, and I don't want strangers looking at my wife's boobs.
And that argument, the theater is dark.
Yeah.
And it's been out a little while now, so there wouldn't be a whole lot of people there. So you might be safe in that regard.
Right.
But you don't want to risk. You don't want to be the guy that has the baby crying
in
the theater.
Yeah, we don't want
to
be
those
guy.
People.
So we were actually thinking doing a drive-in because the baby starts crying. Nobody else is going to be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only ones going to be inconvenienced. Plus, it's self-contained. So if Kim does have to feed the baby, which, if it's a double feature, obviously, babies eat every 2 to 3 hours.
You'll have to do it.
Yeah, she can do it, and we don't have to worry about it. She just puts a blanket over herself and the baby, and then we're all good.
You guys have a babysitter? You could go...
We're actually working on that. There could be a date night in there, but my initial thought was because it's right now we're not able to set up. Plus, I'm off.
Mm-hmm.
I initially proposed this so I could go see Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Because I want to see Ant-Man on July 17th.
Yeah.
And she's not going to let me go by myself. she's, you know, she's a new mom. It's like, no, you have to help take care of the baby. Okay, I'll help take care of the baby. Let's go to the drive-in.
I hope she hears that impression and then punches you in the nuts.
No, she's if she wants another kid, she won't. but I mean, she she knows.
It's all right.
She knows I do that impression. I do that in front of her sometimes. But
I think that my impression of my wife is always like, da, 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 da.
So, hear that, Vera? Now Vera's gonna punch.
Oh
you
no,
in the
I
nuts.
Do it to her face. It's
oh,
fine.
Then, me too. So it's nice that our wives can understand that we're not being malicious. We're just
they know we're assholes.
Yeah, we're nowhere assholes.
It's fine.
So, yeah, that's fine. So if any of you guys out there do have tips on how to go to a movie with a baby, I mean, literally, like, less than 3 months old, please email me, bigrich@xjockalbanyny.com. Give me your tips.
I bet they tell you, download that movie on your computer and
probably,
watch it.
Probably, yeah.
That's what they say.
I know they're not going to charge for the baby, but if they do, screw it. We'll sneak her in the purse or something.
Right, right.
You know? Yeah. Oh, no, this isn't a diaper bag. It's just a big purse. So, all right, but let's get...
No snacks.
Yeah, let's just get on to what we wanted to talk about here. Right. So, big news that came out was the casting information for the new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, now see, this isn't, it's not verified yet.
Right.
But it was Variety that actually reported today, we're recording this on Wednesday, what is today, July 8th?
We're recording on July 8th.
Okay, so Variety just reported this today that Sony and Marvel are looking at Marissa Tomei to play Aunt May.
That's kind of like out of the box thinking, in my opinion. I mean, like, I wouldn't have pegged her as somebody that would
now
you'd see in a comic book.
I don't think I'd see her in a comic book movie, and I think also you and I are of the mindset of Marissa Tomei was always kind of like that hot chick in the movies.
Yeah.
So I can't see her as.
I don't know if I want to worry
Aunt
about getting
May.
A chub in for Aunt May.
Well,
seriously, do I want to have to deal with that in the movie theater? Come on.
I mean, because Marissa Tomei, she's beautiful. She's 50.
She is.
So she could play someone that age that has a 18-year-old nephew.
She's a cougar.
Yeah. Well, not for Peter Parker.
Not for Peter Parker, but for the rest of us.
That gets in some weird stuff.
I mean, maybe that's why Flash Thompson's being so nice to Peter now.
Maybe. But then that leads me to say, like, well, who plays Uncle Ben then? Who's gonna play Uncle Ben?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because in the first ones, it was Cliff. I forget
Cliff
his
Robertson.
Name. Cliff Robertson played Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
And that old lady played Aunt May. I don't know.
She
but
was
she wasn't.
Actress.
She was an old lady. She was a traditional Aunt May.
It was traditional Aunt May, which
right.
It was all right.
And then Sally Field and West Wing. Why can't I think of him?
Charlie Sheen.
Now.
Not Charlie Sheen.
Martin Sheen.
His dad.
Martin Sheen played Uncle Ben and Sally Field played Aunt May. And I thought Sally Field was a pretty good Aunt May, minus the last little bit of The Amazing Spider-Man 2 where it was I've always known you were that spider guy or something like that or whatever the heck she says. But, you know, I think it has to be somebody more that age. But, hey, I mean, I'm not going to argue with it. Maybe it'll work. Maybe they're shooting for, like, a younger Aunt May that can be more into some of the action or something like that. But... You know, her age works for the part. She just, fortunately for her, she doesn't look like a 50-year-old woman.
She does not.
So.
They're going to have to do some makeup on her.
Yeah.
Which is going to suck because she's hot.
I can't see it. You know, my cousin Vinny, like, I can't.
And my biological clock is just ticking away.
I can't see her as Aunt May, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that said that they couldn't see Olivia Munn as Psylocke, and I have no problem with her playing that role.
I have no problem with that either. And then there was a lot of people, there was a big blow up when Michael Keaton was announced as Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Or the Creepy Tim dude.
Tim Burton,
yeah, Creepy Tim.
And also, Batman. To that point, there's been huge backlash against Ben Affleck playing Batman, and I think he's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Right. You know what? Let's go to the Periscope. Let's see who's watching here.
Okay.
I'm just going to take the phone out here.
Okay.
Oh, we got one person watching.
Is it still Kyle?
It's probably still Kyle. Is it still you? Is it still you? I don't know. It doesn't say.
It's no one.
Oh, chat's hidden. I don't want the chat hidden. I want to be able to see people.
Yeah.
Is it you, Kyle? Tell us.
It's probably Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. All right. Anyway.
If it's not Kyle, then hi, whoever you are.
Hi, whoever you are.
You creep who's watching us.
Beep, beep. All right, I'm going to actually flip the camera.
Okay.
So it's all on BJ now.
Okay.
And I'm just going to pop it here, and I'm going to let BJ be the guy that everybody sees.
Hello.
All
right, so.
We'll figure this out next time.
So to that effect of what we're talking about with Aunt May being cast, it's probably going to be Marissa Tomei, according to Variety, said that that is who Sony is looking at. Marvel and Sony both did not comment on this. So there's been nothing official as of today, July 8th.
Right.
But when we put the show out, casting could have happened. So who do they get to play Uncle Ben then? Because he has to be along.
I don't think that's been announced, has it?
Right, right, right.
I mean, no, I haven't seen any rumors.
Do you want to know what this reminds me of? Because it's something that I also didn't see was what? When Diane Lane was cast as Martha Kent.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I couldn't see her playing that role because I always thought, you know, well, Diane Lane is this gorgeous, beautiful actress. She can't just play some, you know, old Martha Kent and everything. And she did a great job with it. Kevin Costner, I thought, did a pretty good job playing Jonathan Kent.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
So
I saw him as Pop.
Yeah, I mean, well, and he's always been really into Superman, so I mean, this role for him, I think, was really important. But, you know, that just goes to show that, you know, let's not judge too harshly. Before this news comes out. But, yeah, I don't know who I could see playing Uncle Ben in place with Marissa Tomei, because it has to be somebody that's right around that same age and also doesn't look too old. Somebody that could, you know, have that wisdom factor that Uncle Ben had, you know what I mean? If they in fact introduce Uncle Ben, we don't know where they're going to pick this story up, because he's apparently already going to be Spider-Man, correct?
Well, pretty much, but I mean, they might do like a flashback or something.
Yeah.
But there's a petition floating out there to get Stan Lee to be cast as Uncle Ben.
Oh, that wouldn't work.
No.
Boy, that would look creepy. Hugh Hefner and the Playboy Playmates.
Stan
now.
Is way too old for Marissa Tomei.
Yeah. So, with great power comes great responsibility. Like,
yeah, I don't want to see a Hugh Hefner thing.
Come here, Marissa.
You know? Come here, give Daddy a kiss.
Oh, God, no way.
No.
Spider-Man.
Love you, Stan, but, you know, what's your wife going to say? Seriously.
Yeah. No.
You and Marissa, come on.
It's got to be, you know, so it's got to be somebody who is, I'd say, mid to late 50s.
Yep.
And still, if his wife is Marissa Tomei in this movie, I think he still has to look kind of young.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sake, Brad Pitt's 50. I mean,
wait,
think about that, though.
I don't know.
Think about that group of actors, though, from that generation.
Holy cow.
You know what I mean? So... Who could play Uncle Ben?
Seth Rogen.
No. God, no.
No.
God, no. Seth Rogen is only like 33 years old.
God, no.
I don't know. Maybe the guy who, maybe what's his face from, he was on Grey's Anatomy. I don't know his name.
Oh.
He played McSteamy.
Oh.
That guy.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Dr. Mark Sloan.
Yeah.
Monty would know if he were here.
Yeah, we can't talk to him. He's in the Bahamas.
Oh, that's right.
Right now.
Well, all right, actually, so Dr. Mark Sloan.
He's getting back on the boat right now.
Dr. Mark Sloan as
Yeah.
That's
who we're
Uncle
seeing
Ben.
as Uncle Ben.
Is there anybody that you could actually see in this Uncle Ben role if they have it? Because if they have Uncle Ben, I feel like it's only going to be like maybe a flashback. So maybe the role isn't even going to be
It's got
to
be
pivotal.
A flashback. It's got to be because there's no one. I mean, you can't have him in the movie. I mean, he's dead.
You got to do me a favor, talking. Too. And,
they're not doing an origin, they said.
Right. Well, he'll already be Spider-Man, which I'm okay with. I think that's cool. I don't need another Spider-Man origin story.
Yeah.
I don't need another.
Seen it enough. We know.
I'm sad Uncle Ben died, and now I'm going to rampage and all this other stuff.
I'm going to be a pro wrestler.
I mean, even little kids at this point know, I mean, that he's Spider-Man.
Right.
They could pick up kind of, you know, where Ultimate Spider-Man the cartoon started, because there was no origin story there either.
Right.
Just picked up with him as Spider-Man, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So they could do that too.
And they could do flashback, kind of like what they did. What movie was it? Captain America technically was just one long flashback.
Right.
So
technically.
Technically. But yeah, I mean, I forgot what movie they did that with. I mean, the origin story was just told in a quick little 2-minute flashback, and that was it. The rest of it was the actual movie.
Right.
So there you go. Solved.
Yeah, there we have it.
All right.
Some other casting news from the Marvel universe. This is the Netflix universe. Elektra has been cast for Daredevil season 2.
Yep.
Electra will be played by Elodie Young. You may have seen her in G.I. Joe Retaliation. She played Jinx.
Yeah.
You also may have seen her in The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. But other than that, man, I don't know her from a lot of other things.
What really sucks, though, is I actually got, and this was like, I'm talking like a full day before every other website had it, and I totally dropped the ball. I found out that literally the day after when Daredevil started filming.
Oh, really?
I knew about it. I had a source, and I totally dropped the ball. I didn't post it. Plus, I knew that Punisher was pretty much in the whole series.
Oh, man, you got to get... Your source
before everybody else.
He needs to be, or she needs to be on this show.
Well, they can't.
They need to be.
They can't be.
Even if they
would
just
get fired.
Aw. That's worth it.
I can't
worth
do
it.
That to him. I can't. Plus, it was her. Plus, it was kind of heard eavesdropping. So eavesdropping. So
that's funny.
Yeah. So you know.
What's that you said?
I'm sorry. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What was that you said from across the room?
Something about the Punisher. What? What?
I'm excited for Daredevil season two now.
I am. And. It's. I mean, here's one thing that they probably don't know.
Yep.
The effects company that's doing the whole season two, they're in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
So take that, every other.
They're all about New York for that because they're filming in New York.
Yeah,
you know, Poughkeepsie, New York is doing all the sound. Like that's pretty cool. That's homegrown.
Homegrown. It's all done right here in the Empire State.
Very cool.
Upstate.
Yeah.
Upstate.
Where we got lots of apples.
That's right.
And Indian Ladder Farm donuts.
There you go. Cider donuts, bitch.
I am excited, though. My brother is finally watching the first season of Daredevil. He's gotten around to it, and he texted me, and he goes, oh, my God, I just watched that guy ram his head through that spike because he didn't want to say Kingpin's name and everything. And I was like, oh, I said, yeah, that was a pretty good part. And then he texts me, like, a couple hours later, and he's like, that was nothing compared to when that Kingpin just smashed that guy's head with a car door until there was nothing left but gooey brains dripping on the ground. And I was like, this show is awesome. And I always forget. He doesn't watch any, like, HBO shows or anything. Yeah. So this kind of, like, insane violence
is,
I mean,
totally foreign to him.
Right. He doesn't watch Walking Dead. I think the most violent thing that he's watched is probably, like, Breaking Bad. And even it wasn't that violent. That was just an intense show.
Yeah.
So it's blowing his mind, like, you know, when he's watching it. So
Ricky, are you okay?
I think
Do you need an intervention?
I think he'll make it. I texted him this morning, and I was like, next Saturday, I said, we're going to a matinee of Ant-Man. I said, mark it down right now. And he was like, I think I have a barbecue I have to go to.
No, you don't.
And then I was like, well, you better check on that. And he's like, no, it's fine. My wife is just going to go by herself. I'm going to go see Ant-Man. I was like, all right. Okay,
well,
fine.
We got to get Ricky on the show then. It's smart man. Let's get him on the show.
That would be funny. He needs to do our theme song too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, write a new theme song, Ricky.
Yeah, just get on that.
See, he listens to the show, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if he listens to it like right when it comes out, but he does eventually get around to it.
Okay, so, Rick, you really need to write a new theme song for us. We like the one we have,
right?
But we want something with a little more flair. We want upstate New York.
Yeah.
Because when you say New York to somebody, they think the city.
Right.
No, we're upstate.
Yeah, we're upstate. Well, I want some Zach Wilde guitar flicks in there.
North of Westchester sounding rock.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very, very good.
All right. So, what? Any other? I mean, there were some new pictures from the set of Jessica Jones.
Yeah. Now, that was cool.
We did not post them yet.
No, we did not. And that was awesome because you saw Kristen Ritter, who's playing Jessica Jones.
Mm-hmm.
She's in, like, you know, Jessica Jones-ish type outfit, which would just be regular clothes. But she had what looked to be blood on.
Looked like blood.
Right?
A little bit of blood.
So, I mean, in the comic books, you know, she has somewhat superpowers.
Right.
So is she going to have some sort of superpowers
on
the show?
That's what I read in the article that from the website that I saw the photos of.
Yeah.
So
I'm very excited that they dropped the AKA.
Yeah.
From the title of that.
Yeah,
though.
It was kind of wonky.
Yeah.
So, but I like that. Yeah. But But I mean, yeah, the pictures look pretty.
And who else?
Badass.
We saw David Tennant as the Purple Man, right?
David Tennant as the Purple Man. Yeah,
a little bit. We had already seen a couple shots of him as the Purple Man, but we saw some more shots of him. Looked like he was yelling at some people.
Yep.
Just looking creepy and everything. So. Yep.
And David Tennant can be very, very creepy. He played in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Now I can't remember the name of the.
I can't remember the name.
The dude's
either.
Son there from the Ministry of Magic.
Mm-hmm. And he's all like,
wasn't fudges
shaking his like or like wiggling his tongue. He's like,
yeah,
ah.
Yeah.
You saw that on Periscope. You're welcome.
Yeah. but yeah, he can pull it right out of the hat, man. He can do creepy. He can do sweet. I mean, he's an awesome actor.
I believe that that's coming out soon. So they're still filming it. They'll wrap it, and I believe that that comes out. It might come out in December.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Yep. And then Luke Cage. And
that's
then
next year. And then Daredevil season 2 comes out somewhere in between. Yep. Like,
and then you've got, then they're going to start working on Iron Fist.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was there going to be?
Defenders was going to be one. And then they were actually, after they do Defenders is when they were looking at like Ghost Rider, Blade, stuff like that.
Yeah. There was talk about doing those. So
God, I'd love to see a Ghost Rider show. I'd like to see him implemented into one of these shows. But first though.
Yeah. If anybody listening to the show works for Marvel, this is an idea. I'm giving this to you free.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know it'd probably be hard with getting clearances and the rights and all that kind of stuff. Create your own streaming Marvel channel.
That would be
You've
great.
Got enough content. Get the old 60s cartoons. You get the 80s and 90s cartoons of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, mm-hmm. The Thing, The Hulk, all of those old cartoons, Fantastic Four cartoons, all of them.
It needs to be free.
Yeah. And even the live-action crappy Spider-Man TV show and mm-hmm. Captain America TV show, even the Adam Salinger, or is it Matt Salinger, Captain America movie that looked totally horrible.
Bad movie.
Just get it all
yep.
and stream it, all right?
People will watch it.
For the crappy stuff, you do like an a la MST3K.
Yeah.
You get the dudes from MST3K.
There. You know, for like $5 a month, you could do that.
They could do it.
I think for $5, because it's not going to be free if they were to do something
it's,
like that.
It's working for Showtime. It's working for HBO.
Yeah.
I mean, Showtime just announced they're going to be on Apple TV. Was it $10 a month?
Okay.
They're undercutting what HBO's charging, so I'm betting HBO will probably drop their price on HBO now.
Hey, speaking of HBO, how'd you like the Game of Thrones ending?
Oh.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was a crazy, crazy one. That's for another time, though. We'll have to get in. We'll have to do a whole
show. We
were going
to talk about that, but that should be a whole show.
Right.
In and of itself.
We'll talk about the end of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and I'll have to rewatch it just to refresh
what we think is coming because nobody knows because there's no more books still being written.
What do we do? but, I mean, that's pretty much it for the Marvel news.
I think so. I know that, you know, Ant-Man comes out next week.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited to see that. I think that the trailers have gotten a little bit less, from what I'm seeing on the TV spots, a little bit less with the fun stuff, a little bit more, don't forget this is an action movie.
Right. And we see
Paul Rudd looks jacked as hell.
Yep, and we see...
come on.
We see the Falcon.
Yep.
In one of the commercials.
Yep, and we will see Evangeline Lilly. We will end up seeing her as Wasp at some point in that movie.
Yeah.
So be prepared. It is happening. We will see Wasp. It will not be Hope Van Dyne, or it will be Hope Van Dyne. It won't be Janet Van Dyne.
Right.
And it will be Evangeline Lilly. It'll be really, really cool.
There you go. All right. So moving on to the other end of the Disney spectrum from Marvel.
Yeah.
The Star Wars spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gotten word that Star Wars Rogue One,
mm-hmm.
the anthology movie, has already started production,
mm-hmm.
and that we will see Darth Vader in Rogue One.
It's very interesting, too, because it's supposed to take place just a little bit before.
Yep.
A little bit before the events of Episode 4. So I feel like Rogue One is going to be intersecting with some of the events that is happening on Star Wars Rebels currently.
This is from what I've heard, this is the story about how the Rebels got the plans for the Death Star.
Right.
This is, you know, so we're going to see Bothans dying.
Yeah.
You know, lots of dead Bothans.
I think we're going to see a young Leia. Yep. Obviously, we're going to see R2-D2 because he has to get those plans somehow inside of himself.
Yep.
before it all goes down.
Anthony Daniels.
Yep.
For C-3PO.
I think it's very cool that they're going to be incorporating Darth Vader, because I think what's going to happen is, and you know what would be really awesome to see, is if part of this plan starts to transpire on Star Wars Rebels, right? You know what I mean?
I think we might, because, I mean, they've already had Darth Vader.
Yeah.
On Star Wars Rebels.
Mm-hmm. Season 2 is out.
Well, it's not out. They did the movie.
The movie is out.
They did a one-hour premiere.
Right.
But the actual show does not start until late September, I believe. October.
Oh, okay, okay.
So.
Well, I watched the one-hour movie, and I was disappointed that there wasn't more on my DVR.
Yes, me too. But, I mean, it was nice that the fact that they got James Earl Jones for not only that one part they did in season 1, that little cold open thing, but also for season 2. That was awesome.
Yeah, I'm really digging it. I mean, it just picks right back up where season 1 left off.
Yep.
Right back with the craziness, Kanan and Ezra, and all of them are still, they're working with the Rebels now.
Yep.
Ahsoka was on it a lot more than I expected her to be on it.
You'll probably see her a little bit in the first couple of episodes, and then she'll kind of fade out and come back in later, because they said she's not going to be a main part. But now that, you know, if you've seen you should have, spoilers if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, why haven't you? It's been a couple weeks.
It's been over a month.
Has it been over a month?
I think it's been a month.
Okay.
Yeah. But either way, Ahsoka now knows who the new Sith Lord is.
Well, does she? She never said that she did. I think that she does, given her reaction to when they were trying to feel it out.
She knows.
And Vader now
Vader
knows
that Ahsoka's alive.
Right. I just liked when he was just like, the apprentice lives, like that. You know, because, I mean, we saw Anakin good in episodes 1 and 2 and part of episode 3, and we saw his transformation to evil in the end of episode 3, and, you know, then, of course, episode 4 and episode 5, he's still evil Vader. But I think right now, as far as where he is before the events of episode 4 and everything, I think he is at his most evil. He's still a ground-level soldier that is out there just crushing people.
Yep.
I think that he is fully, fully dark side. He is not aware that he has any children, and I think that's the only thing that ever brings him back. Yep.
That's probably what does
in episode 6.
Yep.
So, I mean, wow. It's a really good show. It's a cartoon. If you can get past that, I know a lot of people have a hard time with it, but if you can get past it and just look at the big picture and exactly what it is and what it sets up, it's fantastic.
And it's all canon, people, so come on.
Mm-hmm.
So Vader in Rogue One.
Yeah.
Vader, obviously, in Star Wars Rebels.
We're going to see a young Leia, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I probably already said that.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's we talked about this last episode or a couple episodes ago about Ewan McGregor being approached, or the rumors that he was being approached to do more Star Wars movies.
I hope he's Obi-Wan. In this one.
That would be nice if they have.
But, I mean, what would his involvement be? Because, I mean, they were seeking out Obi-Wan Kenobi, probably, you know, at the request of,
Bail.
Yeah, Bail Organa. But I don't know if he would be specifically involved with this plot line.
Right.
You know, because I don't think he's helping the Rebels.
Probably not.
You know?
I mean, he probably wouldn't know about that, but I'm sure they'll cut to him somehow.
Right.
Or something. I don't know.
Because as of right now, as far as Star Wars Rebels is concerned, Ahsoka is not a Jedi. She has still, you know, the ability to use the Force and everything, but Kanan... as far as he knows and is concerned, he is the only Jedi remaining. And he's not even fully trained, to be honest.
Right.
And then Ezra is his Padawan that he's trying to teach the ways. So he has no idea that Obi-Wan Kenobi is still around, which is interesting because you would think that he would know that. He communicated with Yoda in the first season, didn't he?
Yes, when they went to that temple on Lothal.
Right. So... I don't know, man, but the bigger Star Wars news, I think, is the fact that we now know, and it's what everyone was speculating, is that one of these prequel movies is going to be a Han Solo film.
Yes. Yep.
That's so awesome.
We're going to see where Han came from.
Yeah.
We're going to So we're going to see. Maybe we'll see him on Corellia.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
maybe this is why they're set. Why they set that up in the comics where he has a wife.
Maybe.
Did you? Did you ever get any further?
I never checked issue 7. I gotta okay. check it out. So
we're uninformed in that area, but he does have a wife in the comics. We just don't know her actual relationship to him.
We don't know how it worked out, and right. all that kind of stuff. So we'll have to wait and see.
We will.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, lots of stuff going on. For Star Wars, and I think we're
there's no casting news yet for this Han Solo film.
So who would we cast?
Well, immediately my mind went to it, and it's not an option at all.
Yeah,
but I think it would be so perfect. Chris Pine would be such a good Han Solo, but he's Captain Kirk. He cannot play Han Solo.
Yeah, but now they're talking about Chris Pine being Hal Jordan.
He can cross over to Hal Jordan, but you can't cross over from Star Trek to Star Wars and vice versa. Can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that.
I think you're breaking a rule. He can't be there.
You know, he can't be Kirk and Han Solo.
What do you guys think? Big Rich at xjockalbanyny.com or BJ at xjockalbanyny.com or even post. Can you go from Star Trek to Star Wars?
I can't see that happening. I think that that's a no-no.
It's just like going from crossing from DC to Marvel or Marvel to DC. It just seems wrong.
Well, it's got to be
no rule, but it just seems wrong.
It's got to be a younger. It's got to be a younger Han Solo. It's got to be you know, somebody that's probably in their mid 30s, I'd say, right? Mid to late 30s.
Right.
So
well, we don't know how young they're going to.
Right.
So but still. Yeah. Chris Pine, I don't know. I mean,
it's off the table because of his involvement with Star Trek.
I can't really come up with a name off because I mean it's such a big thing.
Yeah,
I would have to really look hard to see. I mean, I know there was some talk about James Pattinson or whatever is from the Twilight.
Oh, movies. Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want him though. No. I don't like him. I don't like him for that role. I liked him a lot in the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah,
when he played Cedric. So,
yeah.
But I don't like him for that role. I think it's got to be, you know, cowboyish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Scoundrel. You know?
Yeah.
Give me a good Han Solo mixed with a Captain Malcolm, and I think that would be really good. But then all I can think about is, well, maybe Nathan Fillion should play him. But Nathan Fillion is too old now.
Too old for that part.
So he can't play him. Hey, you know what? What about, no, it wouldn't work. Well, what about Chris Pratt? I mean, Chris Pratt would be a good Han Solo. Yeah. But I think he's too heavily involved with other franchises.
With Marvel.
Yeah. So
and that's
out.
The other thing, too. You can't go from, I don't think you can go from Marvel Comics to Star Wars because, I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
I can't see it. No.
Yeah. See, everybody I'm thinking of, I think, is just too old for it. You know, I don't know, but, you know, maybe, Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead might be good. He's kind of got that rugged look. He's a tough guy. He's badass. You know, he wears the cowboy hat on Walking Dead, so he's kind of, he's kind of good with that. There's just so much to consider, and, if it's like what else they've been doing with the Star Wars franchise, is they're going to pick someone relatively unknown.
So,
someone who's not that big.
All right, so here's one. The Taron Egerton, who's in The Kingsman.
Yeah.
There's a rumor that he may be tapped to play Han Solo.
Well, he played the main guy in The Kingsman, I think.
Yeah.
He's real young, so they'd be going very, very young if that were the case.
So I just did a quick Google search for Han Solo casting rumors, and let's just kind of see. Maybe this might give us an idea.
I mean, it's going to be really, really hard to say, hey, I'm going to play Harrison Ford's like one of his most beloved characters.
Josh Holloway from Lost.
Ah, I loved him. He played Sawyer, but I think that he's too old.
43. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's too old for the role. Yeah. See,
Chris Pine is on the list. He's number 9 on this list from Newsarama.
I don't think. Yeah, but I think he's off the table. I don't think it works.
Chris Evans.
No, can't do it.
Can't do it.
See, now that you can't have Chris Evans.
Armie Hammer?
No, yeah, you know what? Armie Hammer might work. He was in the Lone Ranger movies.
Yeah.
He was also in the Facebook movie.
He's kind of an unknown. He could probably do it.
He could play that character. Yeah. I think that would be good.
Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl?
No, I can't see it.
No.
I can't see that.
He doesn't look the part or anything. Mark Salling?
No. The guy from Glee? No. I don't like that
one. If you're associated with Glee, no.
Yeah. I can't see
Michael
that.
Michael Grant Terry.
Now, he was on Bones. He played an intern on Bones.
Yes.
I like him. It's possible. I think he might be a little too tall.
Garrett Hedlund.
Yeah. Well, I'm not familiar with him.
He was in Tron. He played Sam Flynn.
Okay. You know what? That's not a bad choice.
That is actually a pretty good choice.
Because I think Tron is out the window. I don't think they're doing anything more with Tron.
Don't count him out. Don't count him out.
I think it's done. I don't think it's happening.
What is that?
Sounds like a vacuum.
I think my wife is vacuuming. You probably can't hear it because of the audio processing, but we can hear it through our headphones. But Garrett, yeah.
That could be a good choice. I like him.
I can see Garrett. Taylor Kitsch.
Now, he's on True Detective right now. He was on Friday Night Lights. I think that's what a lot of people know him as.
He was John Carter,
mm-hmm.
and he was also in the movie Battleship, that big action movie.
Oh, that was a horrible movie. Did you see that?
Yes.
That was a bad movie.
Oh, God.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it was still pretty bad.
And I like how number one, an unknown.
Hello. Thank you. Yeah, that's what we've been saying.
Dumbasses.
I like Armie Hammer. I think that's a great, great suggestion.
Okay, so Armie Hammer, I think, might be the guy then.
I think Armie Hammer could pull it off.
I would back that. I mean, he looks...
If it was 2003...
He looks the part.
If it was 2003...
Yeah.
I would 100% say Josh Holloway all the way. All the way. But Josh Holloway is too old for that role now. If you cast Josh Holloway as Han Solo, then I don't think a prequel film works. I mean, I'd love to see him in it because I'd like to see him do more because he hasn't done a whole lot since Lost Wrapped. He was on that one show, Intelligence, that I really liked, but they didn't pick up for another season.
Right.
But, you know, I think if it was, you know, 10 years ago, yeah, I'd say definitely. But I think, you know what, now that you've brought it up, I think Armie Hammer would be a great fit.
Yeah. He looks the part.
I mean, there are absolutely zero casting rumors, anything at this point. This is just pure speculation.
Yeah.
Well, except for the guy from The Kingsman. But that's also just rumored speculation.
Yeah. So who do you think would make a good Han Solo? Let us know either in the comments for the show or email one of us, bj at xjockalbanyny.com or bigrich@xjockalbanyny.com. Let us know your thoughts on who should be Han Solo.
Hey, you know who else would be a good fit, actually, is he was just on Agent Carter, Chad Michael Murray. He played like the main guy, the main agent. On Agent Carter. You know, he wouldn't be bad. I could see him playing Han Solo, too.
That'd be good.
And he's, you know, besides Agent Carter, he's not really involved in any particular, franchises at this point in time. A lot of people know him because he got a lot of fame from being in One Tree Hill, way back in the day. But you know what? He could probably take on that role. That wouldn't be a bad choice. Yeah. You know who else he might be able to play? But I doubt it because he's already involved in the Marvel property. But he might not be a bad Iron Fist. He's got the blonde hair.
I could see it.
He could play a pretty boy, but he's already involved with a Marvel property, so that's probably not happening.
Yeah. So, all right. But, yeah, I mean, who's going to play Han? That's Jennifer Lawrence to play young Han Solo? What?
No, that won't happen.
Yeah, that's got to be something.
It's as stupid as Tilda Swinton playing the Ancient One, and I'm not backing down from that argument.
All right.
I don't like it.
All right.
My question with this Han Solo film is it's being, you know, the writers behind it. One of the writers is the guy who did Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
And also did a lot of writing for the, you know, Star Wars movies back in the 70s and 80s. So I think that it's going to be a really well-written film.
It will be.
I think it's great.
No doubt.
The directors that are behind it are the same guys who did the Lego movie, and that won all kinds of awards. People loved it. So I think that's also going to be really, really good when it comes to this movie. I wonder who the villain is. Like, is it Boba Fett?
It's got to be.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, Boba really didn't play a big deal until, you know, just before episode 4 when Han had that bounty on his head.
Right, right.
So we probably wouldn't see Boba Fett till like the end of the movie, maybe, or even a mention of him or something.
I mean, he's got to be. I think he has to be in it because I think that he's pretty, you know, the bounty hunters, the Hutts, everything is very much a part
of Han
Solo.
We'll probably see Jabba.
Probably.
Because, I mean, if he's a smuggler, he's going to want to deal with somebody. So we'll probably see.
I would assume we also see Peter Mayhew wearing the Chewbacca suit again.
Yep, yep.
Because it doesn't matter. They can make him look as young as they want. They made him look young for episode 3. So. Yeah,
so that's no problem. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm sure we'll probably see Han go to maybe to Nal Hutta, Tatooine. I mean, just.
Well, I think the way the movie wraps up is him and Chewie landed the Millennium Falcon at Mos Eisley.
At Mos Eisley.
And going into the bar.
And that's where we pick it up.
And maybe, just really cool, you kind of like see the sand speeder pull up.
Maybe.
And then it ends. Ba-da, 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 da, 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 credits. There you go.
There you go. Movie's written. Done.
We're so good at writing movies, by the way.
We wrote
Batman versus Superman, and now we're writing the Han Solo film.
Yep.
Hire us!
I nailed the Punisher for
you
Netflix.
You nailed the Punisher. It's so, like, man, we're good at this.
We're really good.
Yeah.
We're really good. So, but that's it for what we have for kind of television. I mean, Agent Carter is going to be starting up soon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they were bringing it. I didn't know they were bringing. Oh, I did hear they had renewed it, but I didn't realize that it was coming back so soon.
Maybe it is coming in the middle of the hiatus there.
No, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. I keep seeing more and more trailers for Supergirl, and I'm getting very excited for
October, they announced that's going to be out in October.
Yep. And then, you know.
I think they leaked the pilot, too.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. I think they're trying to create some buzz around that. What I really like in that is that Superman exists within that universe, so maybe at some point he gets involved with everything else that's going on.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, I'm still hoping that we'll see a crossover with, like, Flash and Arrow. But
yeah, they said they're not planning anything as of yet, but that would be really cool. I'm also excited because they keep showing some more concept art for The Legends of Tomorrow, which doesn't come out until 2016. I think that's going to be a half-season show. That's really, really good.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. And then the new S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. show is supposed to be coming out.
I know. It's just like there is going to be so much comic book content.
Yes.
Whether it's on TV or it's in the theater over the next few years, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
My whole question is, you know, when is this fad going to die down? I mean, because I'm loving it right now.
I don't think it's going to end anytime soon because, I mean, our generation is the one that's pretty much, we're on the verge of starting to take things over, you know, not only in popular entertainment and culture, but just government wise. I mean, you've got people our age starting to run for office, you know, wanting to make a difference. And so, I mean, don't be too surprised if you see, you know, a young senator on C-SPAN with a Captain America tie or an Iron Man tie or a Batman tie or something along those lines.
Batman belt buckle.
Yep, definitely. I mean, we're everywhere.
Awesome.
We're everywhere. You know, you jocks that used to make fun of us.
Yeah.
Guess what? We're in charge now.
Resistance is futile.
That's right, bitch. So there you go. But one other thing I did want to bring up.
Yeah.
That I had mentioned to you. I mean, we don't usually talk about games or gaming on this show, but it is part of the geek culture. I mean, whether you got an Xbox, a PlayStation, you know, the Wii U or one of the, you know, a PSP or whatever, you know, whatever you're into, whether it's, you know, PC, console, whatever. But this is more focused on the PC gaming end of things. A game I used to play back in the early 2000s, it was the first superhero massively multiplayer online role-playing game. It was called City of Heroes.
You know what's crazy is, like, I remember I had that game in my hand at Electronics Boutique back
there
in
you
the
go.
Day.
EB.
I had that game in my hand, and I think I put it down to buy some PlayStation 2 game. I don't remember.
Hang on a sec. I got something to show you. Where is it?
It was either a PlayStation 2 game or it was...
Here it is. Right there, City of Villains.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, so, I definitely had that in my hand at one point in time.
So there you go. So this was the expansion to City of Heroes.
I was too busy playing Morrowind.
That was a good game.
Yeah.
That was a good game. But yeah, this was City of Villains was the expansion to City of Heroes. With City of Heroes, obviously, you could play a superhero.
Yeah.
With City of Villains, you could play the villains. Mm-hmm. And then there was player versus player stuff, so villains could take on heroes on the server and all that kind of stuff. Well, the company that owned it, NCSoft, they basically shut the game down. They said they didn't want to run it. They weren't making any profits on it. They shut it down, basically. Yet, the community was still going strong. It was still a thriving community.
Yep.
Still technically making money, and they decided to shut it down. They wanted to go in a whole new direction. Spoiler, ever since then, pretty much every single one of the games they've come out with really isn't doing too well. But anyway, the community was very, very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Passionate?
Passionate, that's the word.
Adamant?
Adamant. I mean, they were very passionate about the game. I was one of those people. I loved the game. Even though I was more of a casual player for the most part, I still loved getting on it. You know, over the years, when I got to missing it. But then there's a website called City of Heroes Titan Forums. One of the guys there, he's a coder. He came up with a way to take the last version of the client of the game for PC and Mac and be able to go in and play with the costume creator. That was one of the big things about the game. The costume creator was the big draw because it had literally millions of options and combinations.
Right, okay.
To create your character. So you could really individualize that character. When I say millions, I'm not joking. I literally mean millions of combinations. So that was the big thing. Everybody loved it. You could go in, you could take screenshots, you could run around all the different maps of the game. You couldn't play anything. The NPCs didn't work and all that kind of stuff. You could spawn NPCs, but they didn't move, they didn't talk, they didn't interact or anything like that. It was basically like you're the only guy and the rest of the world was empty. So cut to 3-4 years later. Now the same people that gave us that, which was called Icon, they now give us what's called Paragon Chat. This is what's causing a lot of excitement in the community again, because now it's basically working as a chat server. The chat is working again, which was the big thing that brought everybody together. So now you can start the game, go in, see all these other people, create your characters, and then interact with all these other people on the same server in real time, just like you were playing the game. You don't have powers, you can't fly, you can't do any of that kind of stuff. There's no combat or anything like that. But you can actually go onto the maps, you can go to all the different maps. They're treated like different chat rooms the way they've got it set up. I won't get into the technical details, but this is a big deal because a lot of people have been wanting to be able to play this game, and they're looking for like a private server, kind of like what... have you heard of Star Wars Galaxy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
You can literally download software to create your own private Star Wars Galaxy server, and it's completely legal. It's been reverse engineered. You just got to get the game. You can still buy copies of it from people online, original copies of the game and all that. So you can set up your own server, and other people can come, and you can all play. That's kind of like what everybody on City of Heroes is looking for, and this brings it another step closer. Last night was the launch, the 7th, July 7th. So it was a big deal, a lot of people, and I wanted to make mention of that simply because this is a big game for me, very geeky if you're into superheroes. Mm-hmm. When I started playing like those MMOs, those online role-playing games, EverQuest was the first one I ever really played. Before that, it was like Ultima, you know, King's Quest or something like that. But now this game here is basically, I mean, it's defied the odds, really.
That's crazy.
It is. I mean, and it's a lot of fun. The graphics are dated, yes, but still, it's a lot of fun. And that was the big thing. If you go to a lot of websites and you read a lot of stories about City of Heroes, you'll see that it's the community, really, that built that game up. It's a tight-knit community, a lot of people. There's even stories about, you know, people that have met on the game, met in real life, and then end up getting married. So, but I wanted to make mention of it simply because I wanted to help get the word out about it, you know. And I want to encourage people to kind of try it, take a look at it. Go to YouTube, look at some of the videos for City of Heroes in general, and you can see, you know, just the kind of stuff you can do, especially the character creation. I mean, if you just get in there and play with that, mm-hmm. you know, you can create Marvel heroes, you can create DC heroes.
Now, doesn't Marvel,
Marvel has their own RPG.
Yeah, they have their own RPG, right?
But you, from what I understand, you have to play their characters.
Yeah, I think that you can like make changes to them a little bit, but I do think you play as a Marvel character.
Yeah, and I mean,
you can make Wolverine fly, maybe.
That's cool, but still, I would rather be able to make my own guys and then maybe interact with the Marvel heroes.
Yep.
I mean,
now that would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the things too. When I heard City of Heroes was still going when Marvel announced they wanted to do an online RPG. And I was hoping it would be a lot like City of Heroes. Oh, great. I got to learn how to do this from Wolverine. I got to go to Westchester and go to the Xavier school and learn this stuff because he's going to be an NPC. Nope, you get the plan. All right, that's cool, but what if I want to play my own stuff?
Right.
You can't, so. But, I mean, still. A lot of great games out there for that kind of thing, but City of Heroes has always had a special place in my heart. I just wanted to make mention of it on the show simply because I think it's very geeky. And it's one of the first superhero RPGs, online RPGs. So.
Yeah, because I mean, like I said, I remember seeing it in Electronics Boutique, and I almost bought it, but I think that I probably bought like Morrowind or something like that at the time, or Diablo 2.
The nice thing about this one was I got the discs and I got the game book and all that kind of stuff. But it also came, I don't know if you know about the game HeroClix, the little miniatures.
Yeah.
It also came with a City of Heroes. HeroClix character called this one was it Captain Mako?
I can't believe that HeroClix has been around for as long as it has.
I know. And I've started collecting a few HeroClix.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got complete game. I've got the Captain America Winter Soldier figures. I got Terry, my oldest daughter, she's got Electro for HeroClix.
Okay.
I've got Iron Man, I got Thor, I got a couple others. But I'm going to start my start a little collection of heroes.
I didn't realize that it had been around for as long as
it has. Maybe you and I should play a game.
I don't have any.
You don't have any?
No.
I can loan you a couple.
Okay.
Or we can even play my Star Wars X-Wing miniature game.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. So
you have lots of fun. I had an X-Men board game growing up, and it was like it was set in the Danger Room, and yeah, all the little X-Men were pieces and stuff like that. That was a fun game.
And lots then there's always, stuff. You know, the pen and paper RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play Marvel, the TSR version of Marvel Superheroes, the Ultimate Powers book. I know somebody out there that I just saying that they like, oh yeah, hopefully. But look all this stuff up. You'll see. It's kind of cool. So,
yes.
But I wanted to make mention of this. We don't usually talk about games.
Right.
So maybe we should kind of
I feel
fold
like we
that
don't, both, between the two of us, we just don't have time to play video games. Otherwise we would.
Yeah. I mean, we got professional lives and we got our family and that kind of thing. So I don't know. I ain't going to be retiring anytime soon. So.
No, me neither.
So, but there you go. I mean, I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
No, I think that's pretty good. We're back from our hiatus.
Yep.
We will have shows out again.
Yep.
And we will be broadcasting in a mobile device or computer near you.
Yeah. I'm going to try to come up with something for the Periscope thing. I don't know. I'll try to build like a stand or something here. To put up there, or we just may say screw it and just go completely with Ustream.
Now, the next show, we should have a lot of information for you, because Comic Con starts
right
this week.
Yes,
tomorrow, I believe.
Right.
So we should have a lot of information for you coming up next week on our next show.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll already probably have gotten it from somewhere else, but we'll give you our own spin on it and everything. So.
Right. And there's a ton of other there's comic book conventions coming up in the Albany areas too.
Mm-hmm.
Schenectady is actually going to have one, believe it or not. And then there's the Albany one, which takes place in October.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually got all the stuff right over there to your left there, all those pamphlets and everything.
Oh, I see.
So you can take a look at it after. But anyway, that's that, I would think, for the show.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk to us, let us know what you think about some of the stuff we talked about. You can email us, bj@xjockalbanyny.com or bigrich@xjockalbanyny.com.
Yes,
you can also,
please.
Yeah. And please just, you know, comment about the show and everything and let us know what you think. And, you know, we'd love to hear it. And who knows? We may, we might read your email if you include a cell phone number or leave a voice, you know. Well, we don't have anything for voicemail yet. So, but still, we may call you, have you on the show or something, or invite you over to the studio. You never know. So, but anyway, that's it for this episode. We will hopefully, have some good news for you next week as well.
Heck yeah.
In the meantime, stay geeky.
Thank God for them internets.